Good morning. What I'm going to share with you this morning is something I've entitled Alpha and Omega. And if you go around the area at different times, you'll note that you'll see churches with billboards, and sometimes they have big banners, and it says, I am Alpha and Omega, and I'm coming, this sort of thing, and they then conduct different seminars with regards to Alpha and Omega and who he is and how he's coming, and usually it goes into the book of Revelation, talks about Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, if I did go online and I looked it up, and best about everybody online, they all concur with what I just said. So what I'm going to do with you this morning is I'm going to ask you for your patience, because what I'm going to teach you this morning is pretty technical, but I'm going to endeavor to make it very, very, very simple. And that's always a challenge when you want to present something in a concise amount of time to try to get the point across. But it's my intention this morning to teach this particular subject so simply that you will not leave here with one doubt in your mind from what the Word of God says regarding this particular subject. The Alpha and the Omega is recorded in the book of Revelation. The Alpha, here as you see on the screen, is in capital letters, and the Omega is in capital letters. In our alphabet begins with A, and it ends with Z. In the Greek alphabet begins with Alpha, and it begins with Omega. It ends with Omega, excuse me. So the Alpha represents the first letter of the Greek alphabet. The Omega represents the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Okay? In the book of Revelation, which everybody seems to have an opinion on around the internet, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 reads, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That's the King James Version of 1611. And that's how the King James Version of 1611 translates this verse. One of the things that you need to understand about biblical research is that behind a version or a translation lies a group of texts, Greek texts. Okay? Now, during the period of the King James translation, his version, let me say it this way, okay, they didn't have a lot of text available as we have today. So one of the texts that was available, and it was a very good text, a Greek text, and it was a very accurate text, was the Stephen's text. It was named after Stephen's, and they call that as known as the Stephen's text, okay? And it was the Stephen's text of 1550 that the King James Bible, which I have here, used. Not the Bible. If the Bible was there, we wouldn't be here. We have a big church. Okay, that's what they use. And they use another text to check and different things, but this was the main text. Now, you have another text in the research. It's called Elzevar. Elzevar basically copied off of the Stephens, and they basically read the same. So, Revelation 1:8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. They broke it in half. Okay? Now, what I want to show you is The Stephen's Greek text, okay, of Revelation 1:8, I got here. I broke this in half, and I broke the Stephen's text in half here. Now you have this word, E-G-O, okay, Igo. This is a personal pronoun. I'm not going to bore you with all that. It means I. It's what it means. Okay? I. See that I? That's how they got that word. I. See it? Mm-hmm. Very simple. And this next word is next to it. It means I exist or I am. Okay? That's what it means. So, this is how they get the I am. Stephen's text reads this, and then he translates in King James, I am. I am. All right? Now, the next word in the text is a T-O. See it? With a hash mark. That there you're going to become real familiar with when you see it in the Greek text. That is called a definite article. And it's translated different ways, but in this particular context, it's translated by the word the. Okay? See it here? T-O. A is here. That's alpha, which is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Okay? Revelation 1:8, once again, the next word after the A is chi, see it? Chi is a conjunction, and it means a bunch of things, but here it means N. Alpha, and. See, that's how they get that word and, okay? The next word is T-O. What is T-O? It's a definite article, okay? And we're going to translate that what? The. Because that's the way it's translated. Omega, see the T-O? See it? T-O. Then we go to Omega. See the O? There it is there. That's the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Okay? Now this word here, A-R-C-H-E, R-K. All right? That means the first. Or the beginning. That's what that word means. There it is there. See it right after the O? See it here? That means first or the beginning. The next word after RK is what? Chi. What does chi mean? End. See it? It means end. The word after chi here is what? Tell us. Okay? Telos. Telos means the end or the last. The way I learned it, it was the end of the dog's tail. That's what telos means. Okay? So they had the Greek word telos. This is what we've seen so far. I am. T-O is the definite article. This is in the Stephen's text. Alpha, I am Alpha and Omega. That's what King James reads. Look at your Bibles. See it? Mm-hmm. I am Alpha and Omega. Revelation 1:8 in the text reads here, 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 here. All right? Now, who wants to tell me what the problem is in the King James Version?
No, no.
Very good. You see this definite article here? That means the, right? Do you see a the anywhere in this verse?
No.
You see this definite article here? That means what?
The.
The. Do you see a the anywhere in this verse? Do you?
No.
No. In the text, but it's not in the verse. Now let's go on. According to the text, the verse reads, I am the Alpha, because it's a definite article. I am the Alpha and Chi, the Omega. Do you see it? Watch it again. I am, article, the, Alpha, Chi means what? And, article, the, what? I am the Alpha and the Omega. That's what the text reads. They did not translate the definite article that is in the text. Okay? There's a difference between a president and the president. There is a difference between a Alpha and the Alpha. Revelation 1:8, I have up here. They have, I am the Alpha. That's what it is. I am the Alpha. See it? That's the Greek. That's what that reads. I am the Alpha. And, conjunction, Chi. See it? And, the, see it? What's that say?
Omega.
RK, the first. Chi, what's Chi mean?
End.
And. Telos means what?
The end.
The end. First and the end, beginning or last. See it? That's the way that translates. Here it reads, and the Omega, the beginning and the end. See it? I am the Alpha and the Omega, RK, the beginning and the end, telos. That's what the text says, the Stephen's text. That's where we get this translation. And the Omega, the beginning and the end. Does everybody understand that so far? Is that simple?
Yes.
Questions. You see it, right? I'm showing it to you. It's in black and white. Revelation 1:8, Stephen's text, Alpha Omega, beginning and the end. Right?
Right.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The King James supplies the article rendered the, but there is no article in the text. See here? The. Do you see one of these over here?
No.
No. So where they got the article in the text, they don't use the Alpha, the Omega. And where there is no article in the text, they choose to insert one in the translation by the word the. See it?
Yes.
Got it? You with me? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning, but they just didn't use one the, they used two the's, and the end. Do you see a the before telos?
No.
Do you see a the before RK?
No.
But when you read King James, you know what you see? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Okay? So where the definite article is, they omit it in the translation. The Alpha and the Omega should have in the text, right? It should read, I am what?
The
and I am what?
The Omega.
Right? And where it's not, they supply it. This is what it should read. Now, this is the Stephen's text. I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and end. The Stephen's text is also referred to as the Textus Receptus. You'll see that in abbreviation sometimes when you're working the Word of God in research books and literature and this sort of thing. The King James used this text, Stephen's text, as the basis for their translations. Okay? That's what they did. That's what was available. And the King James is a very good translation. Very good. Elzevar 1624 used the 1550 of Stephen's to copy off of, pretty much. There are numerous texts available besides Elzevar and Stephen's text. As a matter of fact, there's over 4,500 Greek manuscripts that are in extent today that we can use to translate the Bible from. And it is remarkable that the King James Version is 98.33% accurate according to these manuscripts. So the King James Version is a very good version. I am by no way talking about the Bible, okay? It's great. It's a good translation. And when they did the Dead Sea Scroll discovery, they found that it was almost 99% in agreement with KJV. Okay, so it is a very good version, but it's not a perfect version. Okay? So far, we see that the King James Version of Revelation 1:8 has omitted the words and has added words in its work. They have omitted the definite article before Alpha. They omitted the definite article before Omega. And they inserted the definite article before beginning. And they inserted the definite article before ending. You with me?
Yes.
Stephen's text of 1550, from which the King James translation came from, the version came from, says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and ending. They translate it, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, ending. Now, it's okay to supply words and translations for sake of understanding, but one of the good things that the King James Version does is that they usually put those words in italics. So when you read an italicized word in the King James Version, that means that there's no Greek text that supports that word. They simply added those words that are in italics in your Bible, and sometimes there are several of them in a row, so you can understand it. Sometimes they help, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they lead you in the right direction, sometimes they're misguiding. Okay? So when you read an italicized word in the King James Version, that's what it means. It means that there's no supporting Greek text for that word. They just inserted it. But you will note that I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, is not in italics, the word the. Now, there are ways you can add words in a Bible that are along with a previous or a word after that you can supply a word with, okay? But that's not the case here. Revelation 1:8. This is a Nestle-Allen's text. Okay, that's another text that was worked and discovered and all these other things, but it comes a little bit after the Stephen's text of 1550. So King James did not have the privilege of working that text or having that text available to him. They used what was available, and what was available was Stephen's. Nestle-Allen, okay, or Allen, this is his Greek text of Revelation 1:8. I am, definite article, the. See, he spells it A-L-P-H-A. That's all that means. That's how you spell Alpha in Greek. But they just put the A, capital A, and that's okay. It means the same thing, okay? I am the Alpha, Chi, and the Omega, lowercase O, that's all that is, uppercase O. What's missing?
The beginning and the ending.
Now we got a problem. Because we got a text that ends with Omega. But Stevens has these words, the beginning and the ending. Look, archai, kai, telos. Right? Mm-hmm. Church, right. Robinson's text. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Tischendorf. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Looks like we got an omission here in the text somewhere, huh? Westcott Hort. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Bible Works, I am the Alpha and the what?
Omega.
As a matter of fact, Griesbach, Lachman, Tregellis, Alford, Wordsworth, and many more omit the words, the beginning and the ending. Right? Thus, the first part of Revelation 1:8 would accurately read, according to the Greek text, I am the Alpha and the Omega. So let's check my translation. I am the Alpha and the Omega. King James says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Now who's right?
You are.
Me or King James? Not me, the work. See? And this is by no way a smear on King Jimmy. Because I couldn't shine the shoes of King Jimmy. Your Highness. But you see it. It's simple. You understand? The authorized, or this very authorized standard, American standard rather. You know how they translate the verse? I am the Alpha and the Omega, if you don't believe me. Darby. I am the Alpha and the Omega. English Standard Version, I am the Alpha and the Omega. New American Bible, guess what it says? I am the Alpha and the Omega. New American Bible, New American Standard, I am the Alpha and the Omega. New International, I am the Alpha and the Omega. New Jerusalem, the New Revised Standard, etc., etc., etc. That's how they translate it. But if you go and you read it in this version, King Jimmy, and you stick to King Jimmy, that's all you're going to see and that's all you're going to think. And then you're going to build your theology on a text that has just about every other text in extent says something wrong with that text. And when you build your theology on one text and do not bother to do the research, you're going to be in error if other texts vary. King Jimmy says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Okay, so I showed you up to here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take the rest of the verse apart. Stephen's text, once again, this is the text that King James used. We did up to here. Telos, the end. The next word is lego. Okay, in the beginning and the ending, Seth. The word lego, it means to speak. Or you can build neat things with them. What's that?
Seth.
Right? Seth what? Who knows what that is? It's what? It's a what? Definite what? And we translate it what? Here. The. Got it? Kurios. Who knows what kurios means?
Lord.
Right. It's the word, the Greek word for Lord, a Greek word for Lord. Ending. Seth. The kurios. The Lord. Who knows what that is?
The.
You're all Greek scholars now. This word here means I am or I is. This word here is Kai. This word is what?
No.
Right. This word here, I was, and the, this word here means present, it means to come. I was, I am, I was, whatever to come. That's how you translate those words. This word here after it is what?
The.
Definite article. And then this word here, P-A-N-T-O-K-R-A-T-O, pantosia, whatever. I don't have it in the English. But that means the Almighty. It means the roar of all. Okay, they're all in the text, Stephen's text. Now here's your full Stephen's text. I am. I am. Alpha. They missed that one. And they missed this one. See it? It should say what? Right? I am Alpha and Omega. Then they put a what? Is there an article there?
No.
They add the beginning and the end. They have those words only in that text. K-R-K, Kai, Telos. Seth, the Lord. Seth, the Lord. Which is, and. Which was, and, Kai. The one which is to come, the Almighty. See it? That's how that works. That's Stephen's. That's King James. We can see that even King James didn't follow their standard translation procedure when it comes from Stephen's text. They decided to depart from normal translation procedure. And I know why they decided to depart. I'll tell you later. You might leave on me. Stephen's text of Revelation 1:8. I am, this is what the text says, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord. I was, I am, I was, and I am to come, the Almighty, the one to come, the Almighty. Okay, that's how that translates. Tischendorf, of the same text, okay? Look at it. I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith Lord, the, what's that word?
Theos.
The Theos. Theos is the word for who? God. I was, I am, the one to come, the Almighty. That's what Tischendorf says. The plot thickens. What's the problem between these two texts? Besides omissions and additions.
Word and God.
That's one of them. Very good. You see, Tischendorf omits the beginning and the ending. Right? Because the beginning and the end, right here. See that there? After Omega? Tischendorf got that? It ain't there. See it? That's Stephen's. This is Tischendorf. Omega, he's got saith. That's the word for saith. He gets rid of the beginning and the ending words. He says it's not in the text. All the text that they've studied. What else do you see? This one here in the front row. The teacher got the answer. You see, what is that, Greek students?
The.
The, definite article, right?
Yep, yep.
This word is T-H-E-O, and that's an ending sigma. Okay, you got two sigmas. That's an ending sigma in Greek. That's theos. Theos is the word for God. And he's not just God. He's who?
The God.
Thank you. You guys are smart. See it? Saith, Lord, the God. And then he goes on with the rest of it. Stephen says, the beginning and the end, eh-eh. And Stephen says, curios, I was, I am, whatever. He misses it. Tischendorf, I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the Almighty. That's the way that translates. Now, that's a whole lot different than what King Jimmy's saying. But let's go on, because you may not believe me. That's a good student. That is what? That's a definite article, and it's translated what? The. And that is theos, and that means who?
God.
Good old dad. That's what it means, God. You know what that means? This is what it means. Revelation 1:8 actually reads, I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. And I'm just going to tell you now that just about everybody and their mother and their grandmother and aunt thinks that it's talking about Jesus Christ, and they build their theology on that, and they get dead wrong. Is that okay, King Jimmy? We're doing good? Okay. No, no. The word's right. I'm not right. Thank you very much. Westcott and Hort. I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, who was, who is, whatever, and the one who is to come. Robinson, Alpha, Omega, the Lord God, so forth and so on. Bible Works, Alpha, Omega, the Lord. Kai, where you at? Curios? See it? They did not include it.
No.
So there are texts that say yes and texts that say no. Frickberg, Griesbach, Lachman, Tischendorf, Tregullis, Alford, Wordsworth all have the theos, the God in the text. Check it if you don't believe me, but it's there. Okay? And many other texts have them too. I just didn't want to get you too bored with the Greek. Here, we conveniently have the omission of the Greek words, the God, in King James. Now, you know why they omitted those words that are in the text? Because they think that Jesus Christ is God, and it wasn't necessary to supply those words because we're talking about the same person. That's why they did it. So you can see how theology and preconceived ideas and prejudice get involved when you begin to work the word, and you don't even think about it. Oh, everybody knows that. Not. American Standard, I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the what?
Almighty.
Check it if you don't believe me. Bible in Basic English, I am the first and the last. They choose the word, use the words first and last instead of Alpha and Omega, but it means the same. Saith the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, ruler of all. They choose the word, which is also a definition of that word for Almighty, which is good. Darby, I am the Alpha, the Omega, saith the Lord God. That should be there. He who is, who was, and who is to come. They're pretty close. They only put this in italics, but it should be uppercase. English Standard, I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, who is, who was, and to come. Saith the Lord God. See the, they got the article. New American, I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, the one who is, so forth, to come, the Almighty. NAS, I am the Alpha and Omega, saith the Lord God, who is the Almighty. Right? See, I didn't find nothing. This isn't Nick. I just read. These translations have been around for 100 years. New American, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is living, and to what? Are you getting the hang of this? You see, I'm using these versions to further illustrate and cement in your mind that what I just translated for you is accurate. And that I'm not the only person in the world that all of a sudden came up with this. Problem with people is that people don't read. They like to listen to people, but they don't like to research for themselves. New American, that's a new international. They got NIB because they put the B for the Brits, because that's a British version. Eh, it's okay. But it's the NIV. I am the Alpha and the American. I am the Alpha and the American. I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God. See? Who is so forth thing? Revised Standard, see it? I am the Alpha, the Omega, saith the Lord God, who is. Now, I know this is going to probably disagree with 90% of Christianity. Now, it's not my intention to disagree with Christianity. It's my intention to present to you the accuracy of the Word of God. Okay, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just telling you the truth. This is the word for Almighty. Pantocrator. Rator. Like Ratican. Whatever. It means ruler of all or God. I never said I could talk good. It's used ten times in the New Testament. Okay? New Testament. 10 times. 9 times it's translated Almighty. 1 time it's translated Omnipotent. Got it?
Yes.
Same Greek word, but they chose Almighty 9 times to translate, and the 1 time they translate Omnipotent. Now, in the Old Testament, it is different because it's Hebrew, but I'm going to just show you the simple English. Abraham, such and such, such and such, I am Almighty God. Who's it talking to? Who's it talking about?
God.
Almighty who? Is that clear?
Yes.
And God Almighty bless thee, make thee fruitful. Who's God Almighty? Who's it talking to? About?
God.
God. I am God Almighty. Who's it talking about? You guys are getting good. This is for James. How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. What period of time is this talking to, Mr. James? There you go. The Almighty is the word. There you go. Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which was and to come, the Almighty. King James again. Okay? They got the Almighty. All right. Now let's see what the New Testament says about this word, Almighty. If you're still thinking that it's Jesus it's talking about. Revelation 4:8 says, holy, 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 Lord God Jesus.
Never.
No, what's it say?
Almighty.
It says, so the Almighty is talking about who here?
God.
The what?
God.
Thank you. Next one. Revelation 11, 17. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Jesus.
No.
What's it say?
Almighty.
Who's the Almighty talking about? The what?
God.
Thank you. Next one. Lord God. Who's it talking about? God. I'll give you the easy version. The answer is always God. Lord God. Almighty. Pardon me, no Lord there, just God Almighty. Revelation 8, Almighty God. See it? And who knows what this word is in the Greek, the end? Kai, K-A-I, right? Mm-hmm. And, oh, that article. Who's this talking about? J.C., the king. You see two in that verse? Because there are two in that verse. You got the Lord God Almighty and who? Jesus Christ. Right. 2 Corinthians is the other place that it's used. It's translated Lord Almighty. I will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. It's pretty clear that it's talking about God. And also Revelation 9:16. Remember, pardon me, 19:6. Remember I said it was translated once omnipotent? Lord God what?
Almighty.
That's the word. It could say almighty. They use omnipotent. Same word. Same Greek word. You there? Okay. So, this is the way Revelation 1 verse 8 reads according to the accuracy of the text. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and which is to come, the what? And the word Almighty is only used of who?
God.
Which would verify this, says who? Who does the word say the Alpha and Omega is of Revelation 1:8?
God.
Okay, whatever, but I get it. Let me ask you again. Who does the word say that the Alpha and Omega is of Revelation 1:8? Now you fight all you want in your mind. I'm asking you, what does the word say?
God.
Yeah, no, yes, he is.
He's already here.
No, it's to come, talking about the consummation from Genesis to Revelation and talking about what he's going to do in the book of Revelation, setting up not only the millennial kingdom, but the eternal kingdom here on earth, by the way. No, it's his plan. It's the overall scope of his plan. I did this, and I'm going to do this. It's going to complete, right, a circle. Not for us. It's the Lord our God, the Father of Jesus Christ. You got it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now you go work it, but I'm telling you, you're not going to find anything different. All you're going to do is find something to substantiate what I taught you. Now he did it years ago. I checked his work. I'm not dumb. Yeah. Only I made it a little simpler than him.
He didn't expand it.
Yes. I expanded it so I could understand it. You kidding? You got it?
Yes.
That's how you work the word accurately without preconceived ideas.